Welcome to Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, the podcast where we embark on a journey through culture and place, one fascinating story at a time. I'm your host, Jill Dutton, an avid traveler and writer, passionate about exploring the world and uncovering the unique tales of the people I encounter along the way. Join me as we delve into the heart of destinations, offering an insider's perspective through the captivating narratives of individuals who shape their communities. Whether it's chatting with a distillery owner crafting artisanal spirits, an angler casting lines in remote waters, or a chef mastering the flavors of a region, each episode offers a glimpse into their world and expertise. Stick around till the end of each episode to discover more about my travels and writing adventures. In the meantime, get ready to be inspired, enlightened, and transported to distant lands on Global Journeys with Jill Dutton. In today's episode, the second in a series about Corpus Christi, Texas, we meet Zach Jurasek, the visionary behind GloRo, a one-of-a-kind experience that blends adventure, nature, and innovation. With Zach at the helm, GloRo invites you to embark on a journey where kayaking meets nighttime magic. Imagine paddling through the tranquil waters of the Texas Gulf Coast, your kayak aglow with vibrant hues, offering a captivating glimpse into the underwater world beneath you. Each stroke of the paddle carries you deeper into an experience unlike any other. GloRo isn't just about the visual spectacle, it's about immersion. Your knowledgeable tour guide will not only navigate you through these enchanting waters, but will also unveil the secrets of the coast, from its rich history to its diverse wildlife. So if you're craving an adventure that ignites your senses and leaves you breathless with wonder, look no further than GloRo. Get ready to paddle into the night and discover the Texas Gulf Coast in a whole new light. Thank you for joining me today, Zach. I just want to start off by saying a couple weeks ago, I joined you on one of your kayak tours, and it was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. So thank you for that, and what a unique, wonderful activity you have brought forth for others to enjoy. I'm excited to share your story with our listeners today.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me on. This is really a real treat just for bringing it into the light of everyone and every adventurer. It's really just to be out there and make those memories.
Fabulous. Well, let's go way back. I remember you telling me that fishing when you were younger is kind of how you got the idea for the illuminated kayaks. Can you give us the backstory of where you got the idea for these glowing, clear, illuminated kayaks at night?
Sure. So these kayaks, they are completely transparent. They're made of a polycarbonate, and I outfit them with 4,400 lumens worth of light LEDs that will then project downwards and outwards to illuminate the water around you to see all the aquatic nightlife. And that aquatic nightlife is what was the driving factor for me creating this whole company from the ground up and grassroots. Mm-hmm. And as a kid, whenever me and my dad would go out and we'd go flounder gigging is a type of fishing that requires no fishing pole. And we would just use an old gas lantern in one hand and a gig in the other. And the gig is something similar to a hay pitchfork. So we would walk in about ankle deep water and we would be looking for these flat fish. These flat fish lay against the bottom of the seafloor and they semi-bury themselves. So the only thing that you are really able to see is their eyes, which are on one side of their head. Uh-huh. Because they stick up, and then the outline of their tail. And that's the only part that you can really see. So you really have to have a trained eye to see that stuff. So going back and remembering all of the different aquatic nightlife that I saw whenever I was a kid, and we saw seahorse to crab to stingray, flounder. We saw redfish, trout, all the game fish. It's really an incredible experience doing right. Something like that. And then what we've done now is taking that experience that I had as a child with all of the wonderment and amazement of all the nightlife, because during the daytime, you don't see this stuff because it's not very common to go out and just wander around with a gig during the daytime, because most of these type of animals that we see at night, they're only nocturnal. And a lot of the crab and everything, they'll actually go on the hunt at night. They use the cover of darkness to actually hunt their prey. And it works out in our benefit whenever we're educating and showing everyone the new species and the aquatic nightlife at night. Every time it's something that really, you can see the amazement brought to someone's face whenever they see something like that for the first time. It is, it's really special.
Oh, absolutely. And I know we saw a stingray, and you caught a little baby blue crab, and we saw a variety of things. So I'm curious, you know, the clear kayak, it offers a really unique perspective underwater that you were talking about. So can you tell us some of the marine life and the ecosystems that guests, I know it can't guarantee, but what they might see during one of the night kayaking experiences?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So each one of the night kayaking experiences that we have 10 different launch locations now, which offer 10 completely different diverse ecosystems. And in those ecosystems, we range from going over in Galveston, and the really adventurous type people will actually go out there with me and or with one of the other guides, and we'll go and look at dolphin. But the really cool thing about Galveston, our Galveston location, is it actually has some of the freshwater coming right off of the Brazos right there as well. So we have freshwater species and saltwater species, and it is the most diverse ecosystem that we do have in any of our tours.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll run across alligator gar that are approximately about 6 foot in length, and they'll hang around the green lights that some of the Airbnbs will have behind them on the canals. And it is some really cool stuff seeing some of those right next to your kayak. It's almost a prehistoric or Jurassic Park type experience in that instance. And then if we go across the San Luis Pass, we actually go and go over to a sandbar, and there's been one occasion where we actually saw a shark, and it was about a 6 foot little black tip.
Oh.
It wouldn't stay inside of the light spectrum too long. It would go right to the edge of it, and then he'd take off.
Oh, wow.
So it's nothing to be afraid of.
Right, right.
But then we have Port O'Connor, which is the largest concentration of bottlenose dolphins on the Texas coast. We can't guarantee it, obviously, because it is wildlife, I want to say that there's like a 99% chance that you're going to go and paddle around with dolphins at night.
Oh, that's fabulous
experience.
And which location is that?
That is Port O'Connor. That's Barroom Bay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Austin, which you can go and you can see tilapia as well as carp, which are typically at the very bottom, and those get pretty big as well, as well as snapping turtle. And Austin, we paddle right up to the Mansfield Dam, which is the tallest dam in Texas. And then we have a couple other locations in Port Aransas and Corpus, as well as our newest one, which is Canyon Lake. And we give a little bit of history about the towns that are sunken that you're paddling over from the development of that Canyon Lake.
Wow. I'm awed by how you've expanded. I mean, coming up with this idea to start with, and then, you know, expansion now with 10 different locations. Did you come into this with this business acumen? I mean, or are you learning as you go? I'm just impressed, is what I'm trying to say.
My history is in the engineering field. I have no business background whatsoever, and I don't want to say that as like I'm naive by any means, but in saying that, my engineering background comes into play in a lot of the different aspects for GloRo. In fact, all of the lighting equipment that GloRo emits through each and every one of the kayaks, as well as the paddles, is all solar energy. It is green energy that's charged up through the day then transferred over to the batteries in each one of our kayaks.
I did not realize that. And
it's another little cool aspect of it. So all of the engineering and design, the design patents, as well as the utility patent that's going into play, all of those things are by my own design. And then the weather training comes from being a commercial pilot. I'm a fully registered commercial pilot as well as a drone pilot. And then I've always been in tune with nature. So it's, I also played a little bit in commercial beekeeping.
Well, it sounds like a perfect combination of experiences to bring you to this, because it just, and I'm just curious, because your introductory talk is very humorous. I mean, your humor is the entire trip, but, you know, I know safety is a concern, and or it's a top priority for night kayaking, you know, so how do you ensure the safety of your guests during these excursions?
When I develop the safety briefing for each one of our excursions, and it does vary per guide as well as per location. So each one of our locations is, it requires a little tweak to the safety briefing here and there. But when I started talking about the safety briefing, it took me a little bit to really hone in on the aspects that will get the safety briefing across. And I didn't want something that was like a dry ice commercial. Mm-hmm. I really wanted something that was, that people were going to be interactive to, that would bring smiles to people's faces, as well as that would provide a adequate icebreaker for what's to come, because the rest of the tour is then the whole vibe is set right at the safety briefing. And once we set that vibe and the ice is broke, then everybody at that point, from us loading into the kayaks to coming back on shore, is friends. And everyone is just laughing and giggling, and it is great fun. And especially the part about some of the fish jumping in the kayaks with people.
Yes.
They absolutely love that part.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, and you said there's 10 tour locations now, and how many kayaks is that you have?
Currently, we have a total of 68 kayaks.
68. Oh my gosh. And what is the limit on a particular tour for the number of guests?
So the limits that we have on tours, a typical rotating tour, and I say rotating as in our weekly schedule rotates for each one of these. So we will go to each one of the locations per a set night of the week. And this way we can staff it accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, we can typically do about 20 people maximum, and there's a minimum of 6. Now, in the event that we have a special request, we have done up to 40 at once.
Okay.
And we have the capacity to even go further than that. But where we find that happy medium is right around 40 people, which is we have 4 guides on the water at all times with that many boats. And the way we actually have a structure for every 5 clear kayaks in the water, we have 1 guide required on the water. Mm-hmm. And once it goes over to that 6th kayak, then we have to have a 2nd guide on the water. And typically for a normal tour, we'll have a lead guide and a tail guide at all times. And this way, if anyone is having a little trouble, we're there to help. Then if anyone wants to go ahead of the guide in the front, we're a very loose type agency where we're not going to go and tell you to specifically go in one direction or the other unless you're putting yourself into a safety scenario.
Okay. Good. Okay. And I noticed on our particular tour, there was all experience levels. So you cater to the novice as well as, you know, the somebody who kayaks, you know, every weekend. But I'm curious, so if it's someone's first time, you know, what would you have to say to kind of reassure them or convince them to give it a try?
Oh, man. I really don't have to say much, to be honest with you. The pictures do most of the justice, to be honest with you. So in the instance of someone being brand new and coming into it and having the reservations, we do adjust each route dynamically to each situation. And that is, the situation could entail the tides as well as the winds that we have to deal with. So each one of our locations, we take into account all the weather. So you don't have to worry about anything whenever you make a reservation with Clovero.
Right.
We take care of all of that. The boats are set up for you. We supply everything for you to be legally out there on the water as safe as possible. And we even exceed that by a factor of 5 per the Coast Guard regulations. Then, as far as the paddling goes, if you know how to ride a bicycle and you have enough balance for a bicycle, mm-hmm. then you can definitely paddle a kayak.
And since they're all tandem boats, is that correct? That there's two people?
Yes, ma'am.
That makes it easier as well, doesn't it, for someone who...
Yes, ma'am, that is absolutely correct. We do have two people per kayak, and our prices are always per person. And there is one of our locations in specific, that is our Galveston location, and that one does require prior kayak experience because of the swiftness of the currents there. And that's another thing with our locations, is only one of our locations we've deemed safe enough for children, which is our Rockport Little Bay location, and that is 13 and up.
Okay.
All of the other locations are required 18 and up.
Well, like I said, I am just awed. I still am thinking about this. It's like nothing anybody else has ever experienced. I'm just going to put that out there. In my opinion, it's such a great experience. So do you have any memorable experiences or encounters that, you know, some of your guests might have had, or something that just really was fun that happened on one of your tours?
One of my most memorable experiences, I have a lot, to be honest with you. But the most heartfelt one that I will never forget is being part of this young lady's dream. And her daughters had actually bought her the ticket to go on a Glow Rope with us. And it was just the little family excursion. So we didn't have a very big group that night. It was just 6 people. And they had gone out there, and we were about to start our safety briefing, and they start looking at the water where we're about to go, and there's dolphins out there breaching. The dolphins, this was at the Port Aransas location in specific, this young lady starts crying. I couldn't tell at first if it was out of fear or what it was going on. Mm-hmm. And it was just the facial expression that she had. And I asked her if she was okay. She said, yes, it's just been my lifelong dream to go kayak paddling with dolphins.
Oh.
And being part of something that is that heartfelt and that special, I will never forget that. Okay. That is one of my fondest memories of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's countless times where I'll go out there and I'll catch our bioluminescent jellyfish, mm-hmm. which are comb jellies. These comb jellies, most people from Texas and in general, people don't reference... Yeah, they don't reference Texas with bioluminescence. So whenever I ask someone, hey, do you want to hold a jellyfish? This is one that I just freshly scooped up out of the water. Mm-hmm. And I'll hand it to them. And as I hand it to them, it rolls out of my hand and into their palm. Mm-hmm. And it starts glowing.
Oh.
And their face just lights up with that childhood wonderment of just fascination. Mm-hmm. And it's something that's priceless. Then there was also another time where we were in Rockport Little Bay. There was so many mullet, and mullet is a bait fish. And they typically, once we get close to them with the kayak, they'll start jumping out of the water. And these mullet started jumping into kayaks left and right. It was absolute chaos. And the people that were with me that night, they were saying that, well, I got 5 in this boat. I got 6 in this boat. It was like they were trying to make a competition out of
yes.
it.
Just, oh, that's
great. We were always having to return everything back to the water to make sure we only leave footprints, because we are only there for education and to make those really fond memories.
Yes. Well, what a wonderful gift you're giving anyone who experiences that, because it's phenomenal. And last question. With all that you've done, I'm not expecting this to be a big answer, but Do you have any upcoming plans or expansions for GloRo, or are you going to just stabilize at the 10 locations now that you've got all that going? What are the plans?
So that's a very, very big question, actually. Mm-hmm. We just launched our passport system, and our passport system is something that, we literally just launched this on, I think, last Monday. Our passport system is a punch card reward system that for each route that you take with GloRo, you get a new punch on that card. Okay. And at five punches, you can redeem the card for a $50 gift card and a free shirt. Or if you visit all 10 locations, you get a $200 gift card, two free shirts, and two free cell phone protectors.
Oh.
And it's a huge reward system that we just launched. And we are in light of all of that, we have some pretty big talks going on with some other state entities where we are looking at franchisee locations in Florida, Kentucky, Ohio, Virginia, and North Texas.
Wow. That is fabulous. I'm so impressed. I think that's it, unless there's anything else you want to add. I did have another quick question, just if you don't mind. I remember you mentioning Doc's, which was a bar that was located across from where we were at. Was that North Padre Island that we were?
Yes, ma'am. That was North Padre Island. And
did you mention that people could order drinks to go or something?
So that location in particular, where we had met, is underneath the JFK Causeway Bridge.
Okay.
And we just recently, me and the other owner of Doc's Seafood just recently, I moved our lease agreement with the Texas Department of Transportation mm-hmm. from the north side of the bridge under there to the south side near Doc's. And with that being said, we're actually moving in a little bit closer to Doc's as well. And we're forming a new joint partnership. This partnership with Doc's is going to be something where there will be a trailer there that is going to be more along the lines of a permanent basis, as well as people can make reservations there 5 nights a week. Oh. And we can take people out 5 nights a week instead of just the 3 nights a week where we're doing it on the other side. In doing so, with Doc's, they're wanting to do a specialty drink menu for GloRo, and it's going to be a really cool partnership because with Doc's, you get at the dock on the patio atmosphere with live music. Mm-hmm. They have a full service bar there, and upstairs they have a very, very good restaurant. And by far, out of all of our locations that I've ever visited, they still have the best stuffed flounder I've ever had.
That sounds great. Wonderful. Well, thank you. I just remembered you mentioned something about that. And, you know, I'm going to include a link in the show notes, but as well, if someone wants to, you know, listeners want to just go there right now, it's glowro.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Glowro.com. And if they want to make reservations, it's the phone number is 702-720-GLOW.
Fantastic. Zach, thank you so much. And I just can't wait to come back to Corpus Christi and try that again.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Jill, and thank you for having me on.
Welcome to Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, the captivating travel podcast that takes you on an extraordinary adventure around the world. I'm your host, Jill Dutton, and I am thrilled to be your guide through the mesmerizing tapestry of cultures, landscapes, and experiences that await us. Global Journeys with Jill Dutton is more than just a travel podcast. It's an exploration of humanity itself. Through the power of storytelling, we illuminate the lives of the remarkable individuals we encounter along the way. Whether it's through the eyes of a fishing guide, a distillery owner, a mixologist, a historian, chef, or even a farmer, each person we meet adds a rich layer to the narrative of culture and place. In this podcast, we embark on a transformative journey where the focus goes beyond the typical tourist attractions. Instead, we dive deep into the hearts and souls of the places we visit, uncovering the hidden gems and untold stories that make each destination truly unique. Join me as we venture off the beaten path, seeking authenticity, connection, and a deeper understanding of the world we inhabit. Together, we'll unravel the tapestry of cultures, one story at a time. Although my writing career began in the late 90s when I created and launched a wellness publication called Evolving Magazine, since 2015, I've worked as a travel writer on a mission to seek out the locally celebrated foods, liquor trends, outdoor activities, and stories of those I meet along the way. My work has been published in Wine Enthusiast, Afar, Woman's World, First for Women, Insider, Road Trippers, Modern Farmer, Chilled Magazine, and many more digital and print publications. I'm also the creator of Global Plates, The People We Meet, The Food They Eat, a syndicated column. Creating this podcast is the next step in my journey of sharing the stories of the people I've met along the way. So pack your curiosity, leave your preconceived notions behind, and let's embark on Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, where each episode promises to inspire, educate, and awaken the wanderlust within us all. As we travel on this exciting podcasting journey together, I invite you, our incredible audience, to be a part of it. Share your own travel stories, insights, and recommendations with us. Whether you have a hidden gem in your hometown or a dream destination that has captured your imagination, we want to hear from you. Your suggestions will help shape the future episodes of Global Journeys with Jill Dutton, guiding us towards extraordinary locations and experiences that deserve a spotlight. Remember, this podcast is not about just the host or the guests. It's about the collective exploration and discovery that unites us all as wanderers in this vast world. So reach out to us through our website, social media channels, or email, and let your voice be heard. Send your suggestions to me at jill@globaljourneyswithjilldutton.com. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, may your travels be filled with endless curiosity, open-hearted encounters, and transformative adventures. Safe travels, fellow explorers, and keep wandering.